Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast, Audio City Indie Podcasts, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Gretchen, I'm the host of the podcast, and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. Week 3 brought the first short journey of the ATXDR over 7,000 points since 7 months. At the end of the week, we saw profit takings, but ATXDR saved a small weekly plus of 0.22% to 6,958 points. Best performer was SBO with a gain of 10%. The last four of our 14th stock market tournament are Unica, FACT, Erste Group and Immofinanz. And news came from Kontron, Wolfdank, Kapsch Traficom, Fabersoft, SBO, Andritz, Tiaimo, Flughafen Wien and AT&S, spoken now by the absolutely smart Allison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 3. Monday, Kontron Technology Group. Kontron expects the net profit from its IA divisions to rise to over 60 million euros in 2023, representing a 25% increase versus continuing IA operations in 2022. Revenue is set to undergo organic growth of around 10% to approximately 1,200 euros million. The order books are well filled, with two major orders for over 130 million euros concluded just recently. Further, the company emphasized that its high cash reserves are set to be used for strategic acquisitions in the IoT sector and share buybacks in 2023. In addition, the management plans to propose a higher dividend for 2022 of 1 euro per share, compared to 0.35 euros for 2021. Kontron, weekly performance, 15.56%. Wolfdank, Austrian-based Wolfdank Group, specialized in technologies for energy and environmental solutions, has signed an agreement with Arthurbus for the further development and delivery of mobile hydrogen refueling containers. Arthurbus provides zero-emission buses for local public transport, LPT. Wolfdank Group develops and implements technologies and infrastructure solutions for zero-emission mobility and supplies, among other things, turnkey, modular hydrogen refueling systems. Philip Lohner, co-founder and CEO of Arthur, says, "Our new combined offer of hydrogen bus and refueling solution aims to digest that. We are the first manufacturer to ensure that our buses are ready for immediate use, while our customers can concentrate on their core business." Wolfdank Adisa, weekly performance, 6.30%. Tuesday, Kapsch Traficom, traffic management company Kapsch Traficom closes sale of public transport business in Spain. As already published on August 29, 2022, Kapsch Traficom agreed to sell the Spanish public transport business unit, bundled in the group company Ars Mobility Solutions, to the technology company Kontron. The purchase price is in line with management expectations and amounts to 7.6 million euros. Kapsch Traficom, weekly performance, 1.94%. Fabersoft, Primitals Technologies relies on Approve on Fabersoft for traceable communication with customers and manufacturers. Approve supports the group's contract-relevant communication involved in the coordination of technical documents between the project management and its partners. A direct data connection to SAP P&D, projects engineering support, replaces multi-stage transmission steps via internal drives and avoids manual effort. With Approve, we have discovered a state-of-the-art, highly customizable platform for exchanging technical documents with our customers, suppliers, and internal project members, explains Gerhard Guger, head of project coordination casting at Primitals Technologies. Fabersoft, weekly performance, 0.24%. Wednesday, SBO, Austrian-based Schoeller Bleckmann Oilfield Equipment AG, SBO, leader in the production of high alloy, non-magnetic stainless steels and high-precision manufacture of special components for the oil, gas and other industries, recorded a strong business development in 2022. According to the preliminary figures for 2022, SBO sales went up by more than 70% to MER 501, 2021, MER 292.8. Bookings reached a record level of MER 645, up 88%, 2021, MER 343.3. Profit from operations, EBIT, more than tripled to MER 95, 2021, MER 28.2. Profit before tax increased nearly fourfold to MER 92, 2021, MER 23.4. A strong balance sheet supports SBO's further growth. Net liquidity rose to a high MER 34, December 31, 2021, MER 9.9, and liquid funds arrived at MER 287, 2021, MER 291.8. SBO CEO Gerald Groman says, "We are starting the year with full order books and expect the momentum in the markets to continue." SBO, weekly performance, 10.78%. Andritz, technology group Andritz has received an order from Brazilian pulp producer Suzano to deliver a sulfolup plant for its new pulp mill that Suzano is building in the municipality of Ribas de Rio Pardo, state of Mato Grosso do Sul. The pulp mill, delivered by Andritz, is in the construction phase with startup scheduled for the second half of 2024. Andritz, weekly performance, 1.19%. CAMO, Austrian-based real estate group CAMO has sold a plot of land located in the north of Munich with planning permission for approximately 925 apartments to the Empira Group. Empira also assumes all of CAMO's obligations under the urban planning contract. The sales price achieved significantly exceeds the last book value dated September 30, 2022. CAMO, weekly performance, minus 2.73%. Thursday, Flughafen Wien, Vienna Airport, the Flughafen Wien Group, Vienna Airport and the International Strategic Investments in Malta Airport and Košice Airport, reported an increase of passenger traffic in the year 2022 to a total of 30,072,961 travelers, comprising a rise of 129.3% year-on-year. However, passenger traffic in 2022 was still down close to 24% from the pre-crisis level of 2019, 23.7 million passengers at Vienna Airport from January, December 2022. Vienna Airport also registered a rise in the number of passengers it handled in the year 2022, recording a total of 23,682,133 travelers, up 127.6% from the previous year. The number of takeoffs and landings was up to 188,412 in the period January to December 2022. The average capacity utilization of the aircraft, seat load factor, increased from 62.5% in 2021 to 77.6% in 2022, 2019, 77.3%. Cargo volume, air cargo and trucking, showed a downward development, declining by 4.1% in the year 2022 to 250,637 tons. Flughafen Wien, weekly performance, 1.34%. Friday at NS, the awards for Austria's best companies were presented for the 24th time at Austria's leading companies. At NS, supplier of high-end PCBs and IC substrates, was able to secure victory in the value increase category. The winners of the business award, organized by the daily newspaper Die Presse and its partners KSV 1870 and PwC Austria, were presented at the Markthalle in Vienna. "We are particularly pleased to be the listed company whose value has developed the best in recent years. It is also a confirmation of the continuously excellent work of the entire ADNS team. Our shareholders know that they are investing in a company whose technology, which is essential for digitization, is steadily gaining in importance on the global market," says CEO Andreas Gerstenmaier. ADNS, weekly performance, minus 0.57%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday. Present is the whole thing now.